The City of Marinette's Plan Commission convened on Wednesday afternoon for a special meeting and voted to approve changes to the zoning code to support the creation of additional housing types, specifically at the Old Fleet Farm property. Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot informed the committee that the comprehensive plan serves as a guide for the development in the city, but does not regulate land on its own. This implies that the city's zoning classifications assigned to any proposed parcel carrying more significance. Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot.
Proposing that the back half, kind of where the water tower site is on West Cleveland, they would put in 25 single family homes. They would also have the buffer behind there. They would be responsible for putting all the road improvements as well as the stormwater pond. And then we would still have the two commercial sites.
Since the City of Marinette acquired the former Fleet Farm property in 2022, they have received offers for multifamily, single family, and commercial development.
And he specifically brought up is, you know, comp plan talks over and over about the need for housing. He said, now you may have concern if you try to change and put an industrial site next to a residential or something that commercially would not be acceptable to neighbors. But then again, we still have the public hearing as well as the council to weigh in if they want to change that individual zoning.
Ultimately, the decision falls to the council. Midwest Expansions, the developer currently constructing housing units on University Drive, is responsible for this project and is well known to the council. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.